came on your own. Yes. Why was that important to you, and do you have something to say?
The reason why it was important to me because mainly how other people have been saying stuff, social media and this and that, it's been all on the guys, and not because I was out there as well, and I just felt like it wasn't fair for everybody to be asking them questions, getting on them, talking about them when I was out there as well, because I'm team, they voted me as a captain just like them, and I want to take full responsibility for this action because it wasn't just Joe, it wasn't Dorrance, it wasn't just Daniel that decided that. I said that as well. We all decided that. And that's another thing about it's a lot of heat been, a lot of things that's been Joe has been taking. And it's understandable because he was in the picture in the main and he didn't shake his hand, but I just wanted to make it clear that everybody in this program, coaches, players, anybody else, would tell you that really wasn't Joe's character. We all respect him to the fullest. He aspires all of us, and he represents this university great because he not only what he does in football, people only see what he does in football, but what he does in the community, what he does for our fans, what he gives back, and everything that he's done for our program. It just seems like for us, like for him being our brother, it just doesn't seem fair, but we understand that we took the action. So we have to be responsible for that. So we understand where y'all coming from, and we're not just y'all, but everybody who's just talking about him. We understand where it's coming from because at the end of the day, we had to take up for our actions what we did. But I just want to just let everybody know that Joe, he is, oh man, I respect him so much, and I'm so proud that he's named one of our captains and that he's one of our leaders for this team.
What does it say about him that he showed up after the game and kind of took accountability for it and answered all the questions about it, and that kind of maybe led to what you're talking about?
So it's his character, like what type of man he is, and he was hurt. I know he was hurt, and I've had many conversations with him. He was hurt, and he regrets the decision, and if we did that over again, we for sure would never put this organization, our coaches, or this this program in jeopardy like that. But that's just like I said, it just shows his character, what type of man he is. He's truly sorry about the decision that he made and that we made as a group. But I know he's just looking forward to this week and just ready to get back to work, prepare for Oklahoma State.
Daniel said hindsight's 20/20. Is this whole thing anything you could have ever anticipated whenever you guys kind of came up with the idea before the game?
It wasn't, because at the time we weren't thinking. And that's just something that we had to learn from. I know we can't let that moment heat us up to where we're just going to do whatever we want to do, say whatever we want to say, because we know Coach Beatty would never allow that. He would never allow something like that. And we have to take responsibility for that and just never let something like that ever happen again. But that's really what it just comes down to. It's just us guys taking responsibility and just move forward from it and just learn from the situation.